After 88 years in business in the city of Ann Arbor, the Fingerly Lumber Company will close this weekend. For many, the iconic lumber yard was more than a business. Pickup trucks are loaded with items bought at Fingerly Lumber in Ann Arbor. Loyal customers like Patrice Summers from Manchester wanted to make one last purchase before the business closes for good on March 30th.
It's sad because it's kind of, you know, been here for so many years, but, you know, they do what they have to do.
The family-owned business was established in 1931 with a small, modest office located on South Fifth Avenue. The original structure was raised in 1966 to make way for new construction. A few years later, current company president John Fingerly started working at the shop.
I was first officially employed when I was 14 years old in 1972. Prior to that, if my dad was down here on a weekend or an evening or something, I'd come down and do some sweeping or picking up steel bands or something in the yard. Made me feel like I was contributing, even though I probably wasn't very producing, a whole lot. It was just part of growing up in a family business.
Fingerly says among his favorite memories of working at the lumber yard for 47 years are those that include his co-workers and, of course, customers. But there are other memories that stand out just because of how drastic they were.
We had a big fire in 1977 where the building that the listeners can't see, but you can see right across the street, our biggest building, burned to the ground. That was a noteworthy event. You could see the smoke from Whitmore Lake. We almost closed due to the recession and a problem with a pension fund back in 2008. We solved those problems and bounced back.
Fingerly says that now is the right time to close their doors because he, his brother and cousin, who all co-own the business, are ready for retirement. The University of Michigan acquired 6.5 acres of Fingerly Lumber's property for $24 million. The property is located adjacent to the University Sports Coliseum along South Fifth Avenue, south of East Madison Street. But the change concerns customer Diane Nealands, who stopped by Fingerly to buy one of their t-shirts.
So a lot of the stores that we've known for a long time are starting to disappear, and that feels sad.
You think that's changing kind of the look of the city?
Yes. Definitely, and also some of our new laws from City Council recently, so hopefully some of those will change back where we're not going to get too many high-rises.
In a statement sent to WEMU, University of Michigan officials say they still don't know what the property will be used for. What is known is that just like with its other properties in Ann Arbor, the university is exempt from paying property taxes. Ann Arbor City Council member Jeff Hayner represents the first ward where Fingerly Lumber is located. He explains how the tax issue will impact the city.
The total taxes paid on this property in 2018 were about $140,000. About $35,000 of that went to the city. And so it's not only the city is going to be, you know, harmed by, which $35,000 isn't much, but, you know, every time property comes off the tax rolls, it's the city, the schools, the community colleges, the county, all the libraries, everybody suffers when everybody has to pick up the slack.
To address the overall issue of nonprofits not paying property tax in Ann Arbor, Councilmember Hayner says the city will introduce a new idea later this year.
We're going to be bringing forward a pilot program for the city, which is a payment in lieu of taxes, where we ask all nonprofits who have non-taxable land holdings to consider making voluntary payments to the city in lieu of taxes. And we have a formula to calculate the community good that they do to reduce the asked amount. Boston's been doing it for many years. A lot of other cities do it. It's been pretty successful.
As of now, the other 2 or so acres that will remain of the Fingerly Lumber property have not been sold. John Fingerly says one parcel will be leased for a restaurant while the other still on the market. Fingerly Lumber customer Pete Pleitner says it will be difficult for him to see his favorite lumberyard close.
We've been in the same house since 83, and most of our renovations and modernization came out of here, so it's kind of sad.
Out of the 25 Fingerly Lumber employees who remain with the company, about 20 have been hired by other local businesses. They include Mann's Lumber and Millwork and the Chelsea Lumber Company. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.